Monday's here, so that means we're on to the next week, and you know, we're able to evaluate the game from last weekend up in Boulder, and have some really cool things that we can address, and some things that we need to fix in practice and meetings today. But again, I thought Colorado did a great job in their game plan and the strategy, their schemes. So, not that we were caught off guard, we just didn't play within ourselves, especially on the defensive side at the beginning. Made a lot of mistakes, but a lot of the mistakes happened because Colorado put some pressure on us. So I think I said after the game, it was a good moment for our program, for our team, to fight through some adversity and to find a way to get a win. And so I feel good about where we're at right now and feel good about what we saw on film and about, you know, what we can do and how far we can progress from last Saturday to this Friday. So one day less to prepare, which is fine. I'm excited to be back home and to play in front of our fans here in Lavelle Edwards Stadium. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And looking forward to the matchup. West Virginia is a really good team and a lot of talent. I mean, they've been struck down with a lot of injuries. And so I think that hurts any team. We've been part of that happening to us in the program. And so I do know that they have an amazing head coach that is proven and has connections, and this is his second stint in West Virginia. So I admire him, and I've been around him and have competed against him quite a bit. And I know he'll have his guys ready, they'll get guys healthy and back again to play for him this week. And we're looking forward to getting their best shot. I just got to make sure that we give them our best shot too this weekend, and that's going to be the goal. But a lot of respect for West Virginia and them and their fan base, and obviously their coaches and their program. So a lot of talent we see on their team, but more than anything, we got to focus on us being assignment sound and making sure that we're doing everything the right way on our end. But it's going to be exciting, and I'm glad that for me it's like a day earlier, so we can get to the see if we can get those things fixed that we can control on our end. And be ready for that game Friday night. So I'll take your questions.
All right, first question will be from Mike Asti.
Hey, Coach, how you doing? Mike Asti with West Virginia Sports Now. I have a couple questions. You mentioned your admiration for Rich Rodriguez. Can you explain more of maybe your connection or relationship with him over the years? He obviously had that first tenure, but then was away from West Virginia for a long time, did coach out west at Arizona. And then my second question after you answer that is, last year's game, BYU, when they entered the field in Morgantown, they had the West Virginia State flag that BYU carried on the field. I know there were some West Virginia fans that were initially surprised but then realized it was to show respect. How did that come about? Because that's never really been seen anywhere else, with a state flag at a road venue.
Well, for the first part of your first question, anyone that knows anything about college football saw what Rich Rod was doing back in the day. He's been a head coach for a long time, and he had things rolling for quite a long time, especially there at West Virginia. So anybody that liked football knew all the talent and the things that they were doing offensively there. And as a program, he ran a great program, and it's just innovative offense that a lot of programs started to use his stuff. And so he's a innovative and creative coach, and so he's going to try to find ways to get an advantage. And then when he was out here in the West, and we competed against him, I coached against him, and the guy makes his mark anywhere that he goes and finds ways to get things going. And I think they've had some bad luck with injuries, and so we have to prepare, because I know he's extremely smart, and you look at his coaching staff, they're all bright, and so this isn't going to be easy. We just have to be ready to make sure that we defend our home ground, and that we can lean on our home crowd to give us an advantage, hopefully. But in regards to the flag, I mean, I come from the Lavelle Edwards era, where I played for an amazing head coach who always spoke about respecting your opponents and honoring the game of football that way. And so I know when I became the head coach, I wanted to do that and wanted to make sure that our opponents know that we respect them and we're going to try to play the game with sportsmanship. It's not always perfect. We try to do the best we can, and that's hard to do when you're playing a violent and physical sport like football. But we hope that we can do that, and the easiest way to start it off is remind our players that there's a lot of common ground between our programs. These young men make the sacrifices on both sides to play this game and only been given 12 guaranteed opportunities to play, and that's if you're healthy. And so not a lot of people are willing to make that sacrifice, but your opponents are. And so we can at least appreciate that they love the game as much as we do. And it'll be an honor for us to be on the field. So when we decide to run out the state flag of our opponents, it's usually just to show them we respect them and that we realize that they're much like us, and we're looking forward to a great battle on the football field. But we can do that with great respect and admiration for each other.
Thank you.
Next question from Jake Hatch.
Yeah, Kalani, looking back at Saturday, did you guys identify anything that caused the slow start for you defensively in particular?
Yeah, there's a lot of variables. It never comes down to one thing. You know, one thing I know that we can control is we had a lot of missed assignments, and so that's not that's uncharacteristic of our defense. And you know, we're going to address that. I'm sure Coach Hill is going to get after the defense on that. And you know, but you have to give credit to Colorado. They're ready, and they did some unique things. But once we were able to settle down, I don't like having to learn our lessons by giving them points. I mean, it usually comes down to simple things too, like getting off blocks and tackling well. You know, it comes down to the fundamentals. So usually when things go crazy, you want to go have these big solutions, when the simple one is just let's do the fundamental stuff right first. And so that, I think that was there's a bunch of variables that went into it, but that was one of it. And then I think Colorado came ready to go, and we cannot start like that again. I mean, this conference is hard. It's hard to win football games, especially on the road. And so you can't, if you're going to do that, you better show that you're going to give your best shot from the beginning.
I also was going to ask, you're still rotating quite a bit of those guard spots on the offensive line. Is that going to be a season-long thing at this point, or are you feeling like you're going to narrow it down at some point?
Well, I trust TJ Woods. If he wants to see different guards in the lineup, then we'll just keep going that way. So I'm not the O-line coach. I trust him, and I trust the guys that are out there. Like I said, we have more than just five guys that can start, so we're going to try to use them all. And if guys are winded, your backup – at 100% has got to be better than you at 50. So I trust the rotation that Coach Woods is doing, and trust what A-Rod's doing on the offensive side too.
Next question from Spencer Ripchick.
Hey, Coach, this is Spencer Ripchick from the Dominion Post in West Virginia. My question for you is, West Virginia doesn't really have a set starting quarterback. How do you game plan for a team that doesn't really know their starting quarterback?
Well, I guess we have to prepare for all of them. You know, that's a, and they've used a bunch of quarterbacks. They all have stats, and so it's not easy. You know, we have to prepare for all of them, and I think if you can look at maybe even for us to assume we're going to see certain looks for different guys, but if you look at all the quarterbacks, they're all athletic. They can run. They could throw, and they know the system, so it's going to be really difficult. But, you know, regardless of who we face, we need to make sure our guys are assignment sound on our end, but and that we tackle well. That's going to be the key.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, I got two questions. Kalani, first, your running back situation. We saw the comments you made to Greg Rubel about Sione Moa, but are you making any more adjustments, or do you feel like you got the right people behind LJ that you can weather this kind of storm?
Weather the storm of not having a running back in there?
Just being a little bit thin at running back.
Yeah, we're fine. We got guys that can run the ball. And so, I mean, that's you just don't know about them yet. But there's guys that are capable of running the ball, and guys that can play with LJ, whether it's Enoch Nawahine or Preston Rex, or you know, Logan Payne, Jovessa Tamuni. There's a lot of guys that we feel good about in that room, and they're probably just not common names that maybe you guys haven't heard about, but they're super talented and you know, they'll make their mark. A lot of you guys didn't know much about Sione Moa before either. So I trust Harvey Unga as a running back coach, and Fessy and A-Rod and T.J. Woods there. So we'll be fine.
And then with Max Alford, he got in a couple plays, looked good. He's obviously backing up. I forgot who he's backing up, but you know. I just wanted to ask you.
I think Seattle and Sarah, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know his father, Aaron, from your days at the University of Utah? And why did you guys go out and get Max out of the transfer portal?
Yeah, I worked with Aaron, and I'm good friends with him and family. I've known Max since he was a little boy, and so you know, him and his brothers and his mom, I know the whole family, very familiar with him. And when he went to portal, I mean, you're seeing Max play on the field a lot more because we have a system where we want to keep guys fresh. But Che was kind of in that position where him and Seattle would rotate quite a bit. And when we lost Che, you know, it was important for us to keep a rotation somewhat consistent so we can keep our guys fresh. And so that's why you've seen Max. He's done a great job. And other linebackers like Miles Hall and also, you know, Ace Kafusi has done a great job too, and Micah Kafusi. So you'll see quite a bit of those guys. Hopefully not too much, because that means maybe you want to see them a lot, and that means we're taking care of business. But I do like the talent at the linebacker group, and I am thankful that Max is with us, and you know, love his father, and you know, he passed a while ago, and so he was a great friend to me, and you know, Aaron Alford's a great man. I'm glad that I get to coach his son.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
I have a question about Bodie Schoonover. Had a pretty significant pass knockdown. Listed as a co-starter on this week's depth chart. What strides have you seen from Bodie and just rising to the status he is currently?
Well, we've always known that Bodie has a talent to disrupt and do some really good things for us on the D-line. I've been really impressed with his progress and things that he's been able to do. I mean, he's so big and he's so fast that he can play D-end and he can also play inside. And so he had a great game against Colorado, but he's had a great season so far. And you know, when I think we're just barely starting to see what he can really do. I'm excited to see what he can do this game too. But things are starting to really click for him, and give him a lot of credit for how hard he's worked and how much he sacrificed to get to this point.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Kalani, I just wanted to ask you on the heels of President Russell M. Nelson passing away, just wanted to see if you had any, you know, reflections or memories that you connected with President Nelson through your role as the BYU football head coach and maybe his connections when he was here to BYU football.
Yeah, of course. Myself, and I think I can speak for millions of others that really appreciate his service and what he's done for us as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And, you know, the things that he's been able to accomplish as our prophet. And so it's been amazing to hear him speak and you know, the fact that the conference is going to be this weekend and it's going to be different not hearing him speak this time, but the accomplishments that he's been able to get done, and the amount of temples, I think it's 200 temples that have been built and dedicated. And so that combined with all his roles that he's had as a father, grandfather, husband, all those things, it's been really cool for me to see him as a leader. And then you know, it's really, I'm in a really cool spot where I get to meet a lot of the brethren and the general authorities, and so I'll cherish those moments that I've had and with the leaders there, and I'm excited about this weekend and being able to hear from everyone speak.
All right, next last question will be from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Kalani, just one that you already kind of alluded to what you're expecting from West Virginia and Rich Rod. Do you have experience, if I'm not mistaken, going up against him as a defensive coordinator when you were at Utah? Does that help you at all in terms of preparing for a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, it helps Jay too, and you know, we I mean, the game has evolved though. It helps only if Rich Rod only ran the stuff back then and hasn't changed one bit. But he's an innovator, so he's going to do things different, and he's the guy who knows football. He knows how to put points on the board, and we've got to figure out a way to make it difficult for him and his offense. And so that's going to be the goal. It's easier said than done, but we're excited about the challenge and excited to be back home. And I think Rich Rod's a great coach and one of the well-known coaches out there, you know, in our profession. So I look forward to seeing him. And, I mean, we've had great interaction. He's always been super good to me. So I'm excited for him to be here in Provo and be in our stadium named after my mentor, Lavelle Edwards.